Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Rasmus will be taking a temporary leave of absence to deal with a personal matter back in Sweden. I will say this, that he said everything is okay through this. He's got full support by our team.
Head coach Lindy Ruff mentioning that Captain Rasmus Dahlin will not be with the team. Timetable unknown as he goes back to Sweden to check up on his fiance. And I respect Dahlin for that. I respect that it is what needs to be done and that sort of thing. And Lindy Ruff also saying in the same presser that, some things are bigger than sports. Some things are bigger than hockey. And could not agree more with Lindy on that sense.
So we experienced a bigger than sports moment a couple of years ago with DeMar Hamlin. So,
right.
Like, that was a big moment, bigger than sports.
Yeah, if anyone should know, it should be us. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Around here. So, obviously, hope all is well with Dahlin, his fiance, everything like that over in Sweden. And, well, I mean, I would be remiss to say I hope we see him soon.
I hope so, too. I'm not holding my breath because I know this stuff is very sensitive and the heart especially takes quite some time. I mean, I don't know anything about a heart transplant, but I can only imagine the recovery window is not swift by any means. And I'm not holding my breath for him to be back soon. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Maybe some point later in the season, but in the near future.
Yeah. Soon, more or less, is a vague statement in this. I don't have a real timetable.
Mm-hmm.
You know how you say see you soon to a friend and then you don't see him for 6 months?
Yeah. Yeah, that happens frequently on my end.
I guess it's on your. Okay, so Joe's ignoring.
I'm just a bad texter. You know this. I mean, it's just, oh, let's get together this weekend. Nah.
Yeah.
I totally miss your text,
oh,
man.
Boy.
I'm sorry. It's the day off and I'm busy.
You know? Oh, boy.
So, but little nugget into my life, but
to finish that point, like, you know, obviously there's no timetable on it, but obviously you want to see Dahlin come back at some point, recharged, ready to go. And maybe he knows that a visit will do that. That might be it.
Maybe.
It might be as much as that. We don't know. We don't know. I'm not going to pretend to know. I just hope that everything just goes smoothly there.
Yeah, me as well. Wish everyone the best involved in that situation. But just, you know, what we were talking about with the team in general and just what to expect for this upcoming road trip, everything along those lines. I don't know. It's not over. I know it's not. It's a long season. Anything can happen. They've hung around at 1%, 2% chance in years past. I'm not counting anything out. But I think the vibes of this season are dead if they don't win, at least if they don't pull 4 points out of this road trip. I think that's kind of where I'm at.
And tonight's a hard challenge for them. They haven't won in Raleigh since 2016. They've lost 11 games in a row in Carolina. There's not a lot of hope there either. The Hurricanes are also playing well, as you mentioned, their standings. Yeah, it can look pretty bad heading into this. You want to hope that you get Zucker or Kulik or Benson back in this lineup relatively soon. And until that happens, though, you need more from a couple of players. One who wants a couple that have clear motivations as well, as a matter of fact. Mm-hmm. One who wants to be put on Team USA's Olympic roster after being a snub in the Four Nations. And the other who wants a hefty contract extension.
Yeah, and he's not playing for that right now. So if this level of play continues, I mean, sweet dreams on that hefty contract extension. And also, did you see this clip of him and J.J. Paterka?
J.J. pulled a sneaky one here.
He did. They treat us so well here at the face-off circle there. Yep. And I'm just like, oh, my God. You're selling Alex Tuck to Utah right now. This is nuts. This is nuts. And they're going to play him, too, so he's going to see what it's like. He's going to see what it's like in person. Then he's going to be like, ah, I'm going to fade the Sabres now. I just want to go play in Utah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
That's a good point.
Sorry.
No, that's a good point.
This team's got me hot today. I don't know what it is. I'm struggling.
Tampering against J.J. Paterka.
Mm-hmm. They treat us so
well. Give me their draft picks.
Then they just start going at it in the face-off. I mean, would it be the worst? I don't know. I don't want to let Tuck walk. I think they need to trade him.
I'm going after J.J. for tampering.
That might be the best move here. Because there's evidence. That clip... If Tuck goes to Utah, we've got a case. That's
all I'm
saying. By
the way, JJ, I'm mic'd up, so we can't talk about blah, blah, blah. Like, dude, come on.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you know what they would be talking about if there wasn't a mic on there.
Oh, come on.
And even that is infringing upon that with that quote from him, that comment. They treat us so well here. What are you implying, JJ? What are you implying? What a move, though. I kind of respect it.
I would want to know what it was that got bleeped out there. There are not many people that know that.
The people
that know that are Alex Tuck, J.J. Paterka, maybe the centers.
Maybe the official.
The official, and definitely the guy who edited it.
Yep. It could just be a
swear. We need to find that guy.
It could be a swear. Like, I can't talk.
Nope. I want to know what he asked about. I want to know what got bleeped out of that.
We can't talk.
We can't talk about what?
We can't talk about contract.
I don't know what we can't talk about. Somebody tell me. Someone find out.
Somebody find out. Someone. I'm too like, curious. Can we reverse edit that video? Can we like pull the dead sound off of it and it's like those.
I don't think that's how that works. We work in audio engineering.
Well, it's
we
like those spy movies where it's like, what's the word they use for like looking at a picture? Oh, they're like looking at a pixelated map, and it's like some word they throw out there, and it just cleans it up.
Well,
Austin Powers makes a joke about it. I'll find it.
Anyway, we know though, like there was something interesting said by JJ Paterka, mic'd up before that game against Utah. That though, by the way, was an overtime loss that you just go ahead and you take the point, you run away with it. Go, okay, yeah, you lost in overtime. Who cares? Matter of fact, if you got to overtime against the Blues the way you were playing, I would have said, yep, don't care. Do not care. That's another one that you escaped with and you get away with it. Alas, they did not. They scored zero goals. But, yeah, on a non-serious note, I kind of want to go after Utah and JJ Paterka for potentially tampering.
Enhance. That's it.
Oh, that's Super Troopers.
Yes. But like every other movie, like enhance the image. Just makes a mockery of it.
Enhance.
Mm-hmm. We need to enhance the JJ Paterka clip. We're working on it over here right now.
Anyway, Sabres, though, they have the opportunity to right the ship. It's against a murderer's row. It may also just be an opportunity to survive at the moment. The rest of the East, it looks like everything is so balanced, though. You can be in a spot where, again, one win changes everything. It's so weird, though, that we've been saying this for the past several games. One win changes everything. You get to win number six, and all of a sudden, the Sabres are staring at Toronto and fourth place, potentially. Well, that would require two wins. Anyway, not being in last. The bar to get out of last place in the division is hilariously low.
It's almost like you have to actively try not to make the playoffs in this division this year. Like, that's pretty much where we're at.
Yeah, this year it is absolutely a mess because the top three teams are Montreal, Detroit, and Boston. Three teams that if you asked me before the start of the year if they're going to make the playoffs, and you asked me about all three of those teams, Montreal's the maybe. And the Canadiens are tied for best in the East. Tampa, Toronto, Florida, all teams that I would have heavily considered to be the actual favorites to win the division, are sitting there at 16 and 15 points. Well, 17, 16, 15. Win tonight, you pass Florida.
Yeah.
You don't pass Tampa because you have four overtime losses, but that's okay. That's why you stock those up. That is why you stock those up for later in the season. So if you lose an overtime today against Carolina, for example, though, you end up at 15 points. That's the same as Florida and Ottawa. Again, the bar is really low. It is. And all it takes right now is for you to win a game right now. Win a game, change some things up here, and make it better. Because unlike other bottom feeders of their respective divisions. Like, you look at the other bad teams in the NHL, right? There are a couple of them, of course, in the Eastern Conference, the Islanders and Blue Jackets tied with you at 14 points. They're 6-4 and 5-3-2 in their last 10 games. It's pretty good, right?
Yeah.
You look out west, though, and the teams with as many or less points than you, those teams are bad. St. Louis, the team that you lost to, is 2-6-2. Nashville's 3-5-2. The Canucks are 4-6. Calgary's 3-5-2. You're sitting here at 4-2-4. Pulling off points and having no idea how you're doing it, but still doing it. That said, You need to, can you get a win in regulation? It's been a minute.
That's where I'm concerned that they can't, looking at least the first couple games here. I think the Hurricanes have a good chance here, and the Mammoth have a good chance here. And the Sabres, historically, in the past few seasons, when Granato was their head coach, they played better on the road than they did at home. But in the last little chunk here, they play better at home than they do on the road. So
you are now the only team without a road win this year?
Yeah.
Here's your first opportunity to get it back.
Do you remember those West Coast trips where they would just go on a tear and be like, "Where's this at home? Where's this performance at home?"
Oh, you mean like last year when they almost swept the Western
yes.
trip with no Tage Thompson in the lineup?
Yes, exactly that. Like, where
and
is
then
that?
December happened?
Well, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm really not waiting for that December to happen again. If we start getting an inkling of something like that coming, if the air pressure drops, we see the hurricane rolling in, we got a problem. We got to get out of here. Because it's going to be bad if that happens again. It's going to be bad.
Ready? One of them's overtime loss, but you've lost two in a row.
Right. That's where I'm at. You can count them for points all you want, sure. They're not wins. And I think that's where they got a point out of that. I'm so far past that. You heard a couple weeks ago the whole conversation of the Bills won, but they didn't look good doing it. A win's a win, right? And like that was
right.
pretty polarizing for a time. I'm tired of that mindset, and that might just be me. People can watch sports however they want to watch. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm just saying I'm sick and tired of saying, oh, they got a point out of it. I'm sick of it because truthfully, this team, in the games that they have gotten a point out of it, should have had two in 90% of them, right? In this past run, I should say, the last 10 games, right? Like, realistically. All those overtime, there may be one in there. You could be like, okay, this team was clearly better and they squeaked a point out. I'm sick of the, oh, they got a point. Oh, you know, they played well, but they didn't win. You're building a team to go win. You're building a team to go win the Stanley Cup, to make the playoffs. We're not asking to win the Stanley Cup right now. We're asking to break a 14-year playoff drought. I'm so far past being okay with a loser point or, oh, they played really well.
It's good to stack them.
It's better
to win games.
Exactly. And I think that needs to be the thing. Get the points here and there. I'm okay with that. Look at the Islanders from a couple years ago. They had 16 loser points and made the playoffs.
That's disgusting.
It's gross. It's gross.
Disgusting word.
But if you could do that and string together some serious wins here and there, or string together some loser points here and there and get some serious wins, that's what you have to do. I'm so far past it, being okay with a good game and a loss or a good game and a loser point. So far done.
You want to talk about card games next segment?
I'm good at them. What one?
Well, you'll find out at the Booty Cheek of the Week.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.